Traveling in South Korea yesterday, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel told reporters the Pentagon's general counsel was examining the legislation to try and determine whether DOD can lift at least some of the furloughs that began yesterday. After a few hours in the office to perform shutdown-related activities, about 400,000 workers were placed on unpaid leave. On its face, the bill would appear to provide some relief for civilians. It gives the Secretary of Defense the authority to pay workers who he determines are providing support to members of the armed forces, and a similar provision is included for contractors. For military members, the next paycheck, due on October 15th, should appear normal, whether the shutdown is resolved by then or not. The Defense Finance and Accounting Service, DOD's payroll agency, was not affected at all by furloughs. That's because it's funded through user fees. And Tom LaRocque, an agency spokesman, says for now it has plenty of money in its working capital fund.
So as long as we have a cash balance, we are able to continue to operate as normal. Obviously, the longer that this would a shutdown would carry on, the tougher it would be to operate, but it's something that they'll be looking at on a daily basis and trying to make those determinations.
LaRocque says DFAS is still waiting for guidance on how to handle the pay of both furloughed and non-furloughed civilians, and he wasn't able to say whether contractors will see delays in payments owed to them by DOD. Under guidance from the department and from the Office of Management and Budget, vendors can continue working during the shutdown and be paid for that work as long as the projects they're working on were funded from 2013 or earlier fiscal years. While service members are now assured their next paycheck, military advocacy groups are quick to point out that that doesn't mean that they're unaffected by the shutdown. A wide range of support services military members and their families rely on around the world began to shut down yesterday, impacting everything from care packages sent to Afghanistan to cable TV services and fitness centers on military bases. Lauren Gray is with the Service Women's Action Network.
Of course, we're thrilled that active service members are going to continue to receive their salaries, but at the same time, there was definitely an air of concern, one, that we should even be questioning whether or not people who are going to work and reporting every day are going to be paid by our government, which is frustrating. And the other is with regard to the fact that the legislation that was sort of hastily pushed through doesn't really go far enough for our service members and veterans.
The shutdown has resulted so far in a patchwork of disrupted services that vary from installation to installation. But across the country, Commissaries, the system of DOD-operated and subsidized grocery stores, is planning to shut down. The stores stayed open yesterday just to clear their shelves of as much perishable food and produce as possible, but they're closing today. Locations across the country reported large crowds, says Karen Golden, a deputy director at the Military Officers Association of America.
People are concerned, so they're going to the commissary and they're stocking up.
I would assume they're going to be paying more for groceries once those are no longer available.
That's correct. So the value to the military family is a 30% savings on the cost of groceries. That allows us essentially to stretch your pay. It's a non-cash compensation benefit.
DOD shutdown guidance provides exceptions for several other on-base services to preserve military and family readiness, such as child care centers and schools, but with smaller staffs in some areas. And military service officials began warning today that other support activities would experience closures or long waiting times. The Navy, for example, said offices that handle military identification cards would be closed or short-staffed in many locations. Golden says her organization's already begun to hear reports about closures at offices that process military members' moves from one duty station to another, and recreational services like bowling alleys and movie theaters. She says access to health care is also a major concern.
Longer lines, that there will be triaging service. So depending on how they have staffed their employees, which employees are considered exempt or not exempt, that will determine the availability of clinic appointments. But we're anticipating that there could be some service delays at military health treatment facilities and military health clinics for routine care, not for emergency care, but for routine care.
In some cases, military members will also be affected by reduced services through the Department of Veterans Affairs, but many veterans are certain to be affected. Again, the Service Women's Action Network's Lauren Gray.
One thing that we're concerned about is, of course, the effect this will have on processing VA disability claims. And we're particularly concerned about that because of the already existing backlog.
VA is partially shielded from a government shutdown because many of its activities are funded from advance appropriations that Congress agrees to a full year ahead of time, including hospital services and the processing of some benefit claims. But during the shutdown, VA will not accept any new disability compensation claims. It won't issue any decisions on appealed claims, and it will cut back on the number of hours its claims processors work. Several toll-free hotline numbers for veterans are shut down as well. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.